Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I'm here with Brother James, and I wanted to share some thoughts with you on ministry for women, or women in ministry. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some of my thoughts on this and how we women can do ministry. And then I asked Brother James if he would give us some input in a certain area on this. Quite a while ago, I wrote a blog post about different ideas that women could have in ministry. Because, you know, when you're born again and you have this precious truth, you want to share it with others. And over time, as you mature and you grow, it starts growing within you to share it with everybody, because we want nobody to perish, and we want to shine our lights, and we want to be obedient to the proclamation of sending out the gospel. And Jesus said, go as sheep among wolves. And so as we train ourselves up and as we mature in the faith and get that desire to share with others, we want to know the most biblical ways that we can do that. And so I'm here to give you some ideas on how you can do that. And I thought I would just go through some of the points that I've already written on, and unless I miss something, Brother James can add some at the end or whatever. But one of the first things that we did, and I guess I'll just reference me mainly, was I started a blog. And even though I didn't know everything about the Bible and I was brand new and learning, all I simply started with was me and my journey and what I was doing to conform my life as a godly woman. And it would show how I'm learning to do my Titus 2 duties, how I'm learning how to cover my head and biblically dress, where to find things, interactions I've had, simple things I've learned, scripture verses, and just praising and glorifying God. And we know sisters who do that. And so that's one way that, and it's a good exercise for us ourselves. It keeps us focused on that. And it's a way to show love to other sisters out there. Even if you don't know if anybody's reading it, you're honoring and glorifying God by doing such things. And so that's an idea. Another one is that something that we did way early on is email the gospel. Now, Brother James at that time was in a job where he was traveling, and he would stop and see bulletin boards, and there would be business cards out there, and he'd give me the ones for women, and he would do the ones for men, and we would email the gospel out. Anybody can do that anywhere. And I'm just going to say, if you're listening to me on the internet, now you have internet access. That means you have opportunities to share the gospel right where you are. Another one is you can mail out the gospel. And we know a sister who does that. She was handwriting and doing gospel cards and mailing them out to everybody she knew. And we've done that. We've gone through the phone book and sent out gospel letters to people. That's a simple one you can do. And there's something nice about getting a handwritten letter in the mail. And handing out gospel cards. And as I talk about giving out the gospel, I have to make sure that I share with you that you have to have a biblical gospel. And we have that on our website. Brother James is here to help anybody if they need help understanding and learning it. Test yourself to it. And so that's the most important thing, is you yourself are born again and doing that. And I already talked about that, as growing and maturing as godly women. And then it is very important when you're ready and have matured enough to do this, and you have the confidence in the gospel, that you print out a gospel card or have one printed. They're affordable. And you can hand it out. And there's so many different ways you can do that. You can go into grocery stores or department stores, whatever stores there are. Sometimes, even if you don't need to buy anything, if you've got extra time, you walk through and ask the Lord to give you opportunities to share it. Look for people who need help, flea markets, farmers markets, anywhere that there might be people that God could open up a door for you to witness and hand out a gospel. There's a lot of ideas out there that you could do. Another thing that sisters and I were just talking about not too long ago was watching for discounts and sales on things that you could purchase and set aside for somebody who might be in need. You know, there might be like a house fire in your town, and the family lost everything, and you may have a supply of some soap and toothbrushes and maybe some shelf-stable goods, maybe some extra towels, and just to have a little designated area. And of course, we're to help other people when we can, but the most important thing would be to give the gospel with that. That's the life-saving truth they need more than anything else. You can also look for opportunities, maybe in your neighborhood or something, to make some baked goods, especially if you have children, making cookies or something, or make a little meal for an elderly woman that needs some help. Those are really good ideas. And of course, you're going to put the gospel with that. And these are all just avenues to put you in places to be able to share that wonderful good news. And volunteer work. I'm not going to go into great detail on this. Maybe that will be another audio. There could be some volunteer work that you do. You just have to vet that out very carefully, what kind of situations you're putting yourself into. You could also start a small, like, in-home business. Like, you could do it online and maybe making some crafts or making, when I say crafts, I guess I'm talking about, like, I used to do learning things for children and paint them. And numbers on rocks so they learn how to count and add.
And then go to farmers markets and sell them.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You could go to farmers markets. You could have rummage sales. You know, just simple things like that. Maybe you're not going to make much money. Maybe you just break even. But it keeps your hands busy. It keeps you focused on doing good works for the Lord. It shows your love of wanting to reach people. And God does honor our good works and opens up doors when we're ready and we're willing. And here's one that you'd have to be very careful with is child care. You may be able to do some child care. Now, if you have young children, bringing children from others in contact with them might not be the best idea, but you may be single, you may be older, you may have plenty of time to do some child care for somebody and instill some good and godly values in that child. Of course, you have to use much caution with that. And there might also be opportunities to write to prisoners or possibly, you know, some of the women's shelters out there who go through abuse and things like that. And yeah, you just have to vet those out really carefully. So these are just some of those ideas that pretty much anybody could do anywhere. Now, here's one that was kind of recently brought up to us, and Brother James and I talk about this if something happens to him as well, is women out on the streets holding gospel signs. And is that biblical, and could they do that? And so now it's pretty much easy to figure out if she's got a godly husband, you know, there's no problem there. They would probably be doing it as a family under his guidance. If they have a biblical body of believers and they go out, absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's a wonderful thing to do. Now, what if she doesn't have any of that? Maybe she's got another sister in the Lord, or maybe she's on her own, or maybe she's on her own and has children. So in those situations, a godly woman who is biblically obedient, she's prepared, she's confident, she could go out and hold gospel signs and give out gospel cards. But we caution, if she has small children doing such things, she might be better to focus her time on the other ministries and focus on the children until they're old enough to be able to do that without being a distraction or having issues by roads or wherever it is that she's doing it. Or maybe a godly sister where they could take turns and always keeping an eye on the children. Older children helping out. Brother James did an audio on that in family ministry. And he talks about, maybe he can explain that.
Yeah, better. I did an audio called Family Ministry, Family Street Ministry. So, Sister Debbie put a link on this post for that. So yeah, what I talked about was that the man should be there. The man should be leading, overseeing his family. And I didn't really broach on women doing it alone. And it can be done. It can be biblical. She can hold gospel signs. She can hand out gospel cards. The area where she has to be careful of is too much interaction with men one-on-one, because one, just like I have to be careful of having a lot of interaction with women one-on-one alone, separate from everyone else, if Sister Debbie wasn't there, a woman has to do the same thing. Be careful not to be too close to men, talking to them. You certainly can't be teaching and correcting and rebuking men. So you can share the gospel. You can certainly hand out gospel cards, and you can always have the Word of God with you and give them the Word of God and send them into the Word of God. That's the best place they can go. And then if you have a biblical brother that you trust, you could say, contact my brother. He has a website. He teaches. He will help you. I can't go any further than this. I'm just planting seeds. You go. He'll water. You go seek it there. So you have to always keep in mind what you're called to do. You're a Titus 2 keeper. You're a helper. You're also a worker of the Lord. And you have to do it, like Sister Debbie said, with wisdom and within what God would have your authority frame be placed. So you don't want to be teaching men. You don't want to be rebuking men. In my audio, I talked about how I can't give you a scripture verse that says it's unbiblical for a woman to stand there, lift her voice, and preach. But it certainly starts crossing the line of authority. Now you're preaching and teaching a whole bunch of people in this crowd, and there's men there that are claiming to be Christians. Now you're teaching these men that are claiming to be Christians. It crosses the line. So I discourage women from open-air preaching, but holding gospel signs, handing out gospel cards within reason, knowing who your target is, women and men, then passing them on to other men. You can definitely glorify God when you do this, just using wisdom. And yeah, I echo with the small children. If you have two-year-olds, toddlers, and all that, you're going to be distracted out in the street. When you're out in the street, you don't want to be distracted. And so wait till your children are older, 9, 10, 11, 12, teens, so they're well-behaved, they can stand, and you don't be taken up with their care, because that can be a great distraction. You want to be focused on the things of God. The other thing I want to say is street ministry sounds all nice, and for a lot of people it's romantic, right, and it seems like a great cause. You must be called to it. It takes a certain boldness.
Yes.
It takes a certain resolve, and so don't just rush into it. I would recommend that you do many other types of these ministries.
Thank you.
Handing out gospel cards, mailing them out, emailing, just talking to people at Walmart about your testimony and handing a lady a gospel card. Work your way up to where you'd go, I'm ready to go out and be a street preacher. A lot of people jump right into it, and I think it's not proper training, too much, too fast. So all of it can be done, other than I think women street preaching. I think that crosses a line of authority. All of it can be done rightly if you're called to do it. If, like Sister Debbie said, if you're equipped, if you're ready. Last thing, gospel card. Don't go and buy these gospel cards out on the internet that have incomplete gospels, false gospels. Make your own gospel card. You can go to office supply stores. Make them simple. If you need help making them, let us know. We'll show you what we use. Biblical complete gospel, a warning of sin coming out of the world and man-made religion, the proclamation of the good news and call them to repentance. And then if you have a biblical brother or a couple that you can lead them to, do that. So it must be done biblically. If you don't do it biblically, you're not really fully honoring God at all.
Yeah, like you just told a brother the other day, if you're not ready, you might do more damage.
Exactly. You can do a lot of damage if you're not ready. And there's so many other ways to do the ministry. I was selling some stuff from the homestead yesterday, and two men showed up, and we did our business. They bought what they wanted from me, and I started talking about the Lord, and they both stood there for 45 minutes and listened and talked back, and they loved it. They thanked me. They were encouraged. They went on their way. Boom. I just did ministry, but I wasn't out street preaching.
Right, and I know a sister who would go for a walk every day, and she had gospel cards.
Yep.
She would pray that the Lord would open up doors and broaching people and women to talk to and things like that.
Yeah, so the most important thing is that for a believer, man or woman, remember what Jesus said, if you're born of him by the gospel, you're salt and you're light. Well, I got news for you. Your salt and your light doesn't only shine when you do street preaching. Your salt and your light shines when you go to Walmart. It shines when you go to the gas station. It shines at the laundromat. It shines at home. It shines around the world. And you can use it in all those places.
Right. And oftentimes we hear of people who want to go way over here and way over there.
The old saying, people want to go and become a missionary in Africa because it sounds so exciting and romantic. And then I ask them, have you evangelized your neighbor down the street? And they go, oh, no, that's pretty scary.
Right. Yeah, and the reason being is because people are right there.
Right there in front of you. They know you. So, yeah, you must overcome all those obstacles.
Right.
Work your way up in the Word. And, women have a wonderful opportunity for ministry.
Oh, many. Yeah.
And so do men. But we all must do it in our roles. The children coming up, like teenagers, preteens, they have a wonderful chance to hold gospel signs, give out a gospel card. We want to be careful if they stop. We don't let them be street preaching, explaining doctrine until they're born again, until they're baptized in the faith, until they are seasoned in the Word. But they can certainly be training up to that point.
Right. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. Wonderful ministry opportunities if we look and we are willing and ready and, of course, studied up, trained, and able. That's very critical.
Right, and I like your point about working your way up to that, because sometimes, you know, Brother James and I have been doing this for a long time. You kind of almost forget some of the process.
Yeah, everybody starts out at a different place. Yeah.
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, being out on the streets, and I know maybe we draw more attention because Brother James is out street preaching.
Can be dangerous.
Yeah, you have to be very careful because a lot of times you get a lot of people waving, smiling, honking, depending on what your sign says. And then there are demonic people out there that
angry.
They're very angry, and it can be if you're not working your way up through and don't have that personality to
yeah, you have to be
stand
called to
strong.
Do it.
That, you know, you got a good point on there. You absolutely have to be called to
you
do
have to
that.
Be so convicted to do it and work your way up to where if you don't do it, you'll be convicted and miserable. If you find yourself
exactly.
forcing yourself to do it, you're not really called to do it.
Okay, so then in saying that, I guess it kind of comes to mind with me. We've had so many different changes in our ministry. We've grown and matured.
Right.
It's like the past year or so that I've had this
I'd say past 2 years, yeah.
calling and draw
yeah. right.
to be out there and do more, and God sends a lot
yeah.
of
God's
women
trained
to
you
me.
Up and put you in a place,
yeah.
you're ready and you're able.
And it's not something I did for myself.
No, and it wasn't it wasn't there in the first 2 or 3
no,
years. You
huh?
were my helper, and then I was training up, and now I'm doing it, and I'm always learning as well, and now you're learning and coming up right next
and
to
like
helping me.
And I'm like the other
me.
Half with the women
right.
and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So it is a real blessing, and all must be done. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God is a God of order, not confusion. So you want to make sure that you're doing it biblically, your life first, your home first, then that biblical gospel card, then using it, then biblical gospel signs if you work up to that,
right.
and then never overstep your boundaries and walk in the Spirit and in the truth.
Right. In patience and allow God to mm-hmm. do the work
Amen.
While you're doing your
Amen.
Work. Yeah.
One we didn't cover was you could put signs on your car.
It's funny. I was thinking about that
so
one too.
So you could put
yeah.
a sign on your car and go do your errands and you don't preach to anybody.
Yep.
And people walk up and go, oh, I love the sign on your car. They've opened the door. You didn't go up to them.
Yep.
And you could whip out the old gospel card and say, you know what? I love to share the truth of Christ. Here's the gospel. And whether you have a brother's website or something on there, hey, here's a Bible. Would you like a Bible? Do you
yeah.
have a Bible? Most people have Bibles, but it's nice you
the
can buy
offer there little New Testaments
yep.
and stuff.
And you can also, if you don't want to spend $3 and $4 per Bible, you can order online and get little books of John or
yeah.
other books.
And that's a good starter.
Yeah, and it's good starters to yep. just plant the seeds of God's truth all over.
Yeah, praise God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go to the Lord, pray, and He will give you what you need, and He will guide you if you're willing and you're training yourself up.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. Well, thanks for adding all that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You added some things I wasn't thinking of.
It's a good
forgot.
Thing for us. It's a good thing for us all to have that in our knowledge as we're helping and discipling people
right.
to remember how we can do these things to encourage people. People need to be called to do it, and people need to be assured. And last thing I'm going to say, I teach brothers this all the time. Don't go out and preach anything. Tell people things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out spreading truth until you believe it, you're living it, and you're ready to die for it. Think about
right.
that. If you're not willing to die for some truth, you don't really believe it.
Right.
That goes from head coverings to the gospel.
Amen.
If you don't really believe, if you're not willing to die for it and put your life on the line, and when you're willing to do that, Revelation 12:11, we love this verse.
Oh.
The Bible says, we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our life unto death. If you want to be a street preacher, street witnesser with gospel signs or whatever, go read Revelation 12:11 and get that right. The blood of the Lamb, your biblical testimony, and then don't love your life unto death.
Yeah.
And then you're ready.
Right. That's an awesome one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're ready.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you. Well,
strive on, sisters.
Yeah. Hopefully that encouraged you. And Lord willing, we'll be back another day if He gives it to us. To encourage you some more. All right, we
Amen.
Love you all. May God be praised.